The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Tracy Clays. The Gophers are 0-1 in conference and 3-1 overall. Minnesota plays host to Iowa on Saturday at noon Eastern on ESPN2. Coach, thanks for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, and then we'll open the call for media questions.
Had a very close, great atmosphere game last week at Penn State, and battled hard, came up a little short at the end, and wasn't able to finish it, and Penn State finished great, was able to beat us, but thought we played hard and competed to the very end, and just didn't make enough plays at the end, and Penn State did. So we move on this week with another trophy game, but more traditional, and versus Iowa, and doesn't take a lot to get kids ready on either team, I'm sure, and we look forward to lining up on Saturday and playing for Floyd.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Scott Dotterman, the Land of 10.
Hey, Tracy, how are you?
Doing good, thank you.
Good. We've seen a lot of growth out of Mitch Leitner over the years. Obviously, seen it over the day, every day since he's come on campus. In what ways has he grown, and not just as a passer, but maybe in the intangibles, and his temperament?
He's always been a leader. Even in high school, he was a leader. And they would come over his high school team and do our 7-on-7 tournament, and you could just tell by the way he carried himself. He's always a leader, and kids would follow him. And so I just think as anything, as you get older, you mature a little bit. So it's made him, like a lot of coaches, we talk about next play mentality. And I think sometimes when you're younger and you're a little bit too emotional at times, that's hard to do. And as a quarterback, it's important that when he hasn't made a good decision, he's bounced back and made some plays to give us opportunities to win and finish drives. And so I think that is the biggest thing. Not only has he learned the game, but he has a tremendous mentality as far as going to the next play and not let mistakes bother him. And at the same time, he doesn't repeat mistakes.
And then Desmond King, not many teams have thrown on him this year, but he seems to even be a more complete player than last year. What are you seeing of him on film, and I guess why aren't teams challenging him other than the fact that he intercepted 8 passes last year?
Right. He's an awfully good player, makes a lot of plays, and if he's covering our guys close and shutting them down, then we won't throw there either. I think it's all about trying to find the open guy, and Mitch has done a good job going through his progressions, and so if that's a matchup where we can't get somebody open, which we know it'll be difficult, then we won't be going that way either. But at the same time, if we happen to get somebody open on that side and that's part of the progression, then we're going to throw it there. We just can't eliminate one side of the field automatically.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me.